Your award-winning student radio station.
This is Your Raw.
Hi, I'm Josh Murray. You're listening to Raw 12:51 AM, and this is the very first of a fortnight of Varsity Daily shows to, in conjunction with Raw's coverage of Varsity 2013. This evening we'll be looking ahead to the next 2 weeks of exciting sporting action that we can look forward to, as well as looking back to what has been a very convincing 22 years if you're a fan of Warwick. Joining me here for the very first in the fortnight of shows that we'll have for Varsity Daily is Tom Davies, Isaac Lee and Rick Brown, three people who you'll be hearing a lot of in the next couple of weeks as we look ahead to a very exciting fortnight of sporting action. But it's not all about what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, Tom. It's about what's been and gone in the past as well. And there's been 22 years of Varsity, and so far Warwick has won every single one. That surely bodes well for the next 2 weeks.
I think it does, yes. There is obviously that element of Coventry have got to win at some point. Could this be their year? And we do say that every year Coventry are getting better and better, and they never seem to quite win one. And at the same time, Warwick is getting slightly more apathetic. You know, we're not used to losing. We don't know what that feels like. We expect to win every year. So I'm looking forward to a very interesting series. But yeah, fingers crossed, and this is from my head and my heart, I think Warwick should win.
Apathetic, Isaac, would you use that word? Or do you think that we're complacent at all? I mean, 22 years, 22 victories. It does to an extent, even sat here now, when we're sort of trying to be neutral, you do feel as if there is only one winner, but we can't be that complacent, can we?
Yeah, it's difficult to break that habit. It is a long time, 22 years. You think about, you know, how long that is really that Warwick have been better than Coventry. And that is a fact. We have been better than Coventry for 22 years. But every year, you know, you turn up and it's a clean slate at the start of the Varsity competition. So it will be this year. And there's a lot of contests where Coventry are arguably better than Warwick, where they're closing the gap. So Warwick will once again have to perform to their full potential if they're to win.
There's a lot of obviously rivalry between the two unis due to the sport writ, but also just generally the history of Varsity means that there is a massive rivalry between Warwick and Coventry. Both sides have been trying to stir it up a little in the last couple of weeks. There have been several spelling mistakes along the way, which we'll try and forget. That's one of the great things about Varsity, isn't it? You know, in its history, is the rivalry and the excitement that it brings out in the two sets of students.
Yeah, some of the trash talk has been really subpar, to be honest. But it's good to see that, you know, people are getting excited about it. People are committing to it. It's all over Twitter from both Warwick and Cov. And it's good to see. It means we should get some good crowds out, some good atmosphere going in the ice hockey and the big finale of the rugby in a couple of weeks' time. And yeah, should be very exciting for everyone involved and for us covering it as well.
Yeah, last year, the Varsity series went down to the final day. Fortunately, it didn't for us go down to the very last match. We had our fingernails intact. Do we expect it to go down to the last day today? I mean, in a perfect world, it would go down to the last match and then Warwick would score a last-minute try to win it in the rugby union. Is it going to be that close?
I think it's certainly going to go down to the last day, not least because we'll find out shortly. The format's changed slightly this year, so it's all in the space of 2 weeks, and most of those matches are on the final day. So I'd expect it to go down to the final day. I wouldn't expect it to go down to the final match because there's only 4 points on offer in the finale, and I'd expect Warwick to be a few more than four clear by the time we get to Rugby League and then Rugby Union. But yeah, hopefully it should make for a fascinating last day of sport.
Well, that's what we're all bearing down on. The history is very much exciting and pleasing if you're a Warwick fan, if you listen to us here on Raw. But it's not really about what's been and gone. It's about what's coming up in the next 2 weeks. And you can hear comprehensive coverage from all Varsity events here on Raw 12:51 AM, as well as events that will be covered on Warwick TV. So make sure you stick with us for the entire fortnight. And what an exciting week it does promise to be, Isaac. I mean, the great thing about Varsity is the variety of sports. You've got your more conventional sports, so to speak, the likes of football and rugby, you know, cricket, but you've also got swimming, volleyball, athletics, equestrianism, ice hockey, netball, but you know, you've got a bit of everything, and that's why it's so exciting, isn't it? And it's sure to be an exciting 2 weeks.
Yeah, such a variety of action is fantastic, because one day you could be as a spectator and you could be watching the football, then you could go and watch the equestrian. You're learning all the time, and also that's the great thing about Varsity, is how much it involves everybody at the university. It's not just about those on the pitch, although they're the most important. It's also about the support, about the atmosphere. Last year, at the Ricoh Arena was absolutely amazing for that football finale. But you know, the ice hockey tomorrow, and the Planet Ice Arena is going to be fantastic atmosphere. Every event counts as well, because you think about, you know, it is obviously about collective Warwick and Coventry, but those individuals who are competing, they'll want to win their event. So every event counts, really, which is fantastic, because it shows that throughout those 2 weeks, every event will be important. It's just fantastic, because there's so much, there's a packed schedule. It will constantly be going, the scores will be fluctuating, the league could change hands a lot of times before that final day. So plenty of twists and turns in store, and I can't wait.
It is indeed going to be an action-packed and very exciting schedule. Somebody who's been looking forward to it for a long, long time is the SU sports officer, Bam, who I spoke to the other day.
Raw, 12:51 a.m.
Right, I'm here interviewing Bam, the SU sports officer, as we approach Varsity 2013. It's getting pretty close, Bam. Are you looking forward to the next instalment of Warwick versus Coventry?
Yeah, I can't wait for this year's Varsity. We've been planning it since October, so finally to see it all come together is really exciting.
And history suggests we've gone through this. Warwick should really win, you know, 22 years, 22 series victories. Are you pretty confident that we'll make it 23 out of 23?
Although we have an unbeaten record, it has been coming incredibly close after the last few years. So as long as our squads don't become complacent, I am very confident we will win it this year too.
Now, given Coventry have never won it, obviously Warwick have won every single one, how desperate do you think they are to win? I don't know how much interaction you've had with them, but they must be pretty desperate to finally lift that trophy.
Coventry are incredibly desperate to kind of break the odds, and they have mentioned a couple of times that they think the 13th series in 2013 is there going to be their chance for us to have our unlucky year. However, I look forward to proving them very wrong.
Let's hope so. You personally, obviously sports officer for the SU, are you a little bit nervous that if Warwick were to lose, you'd be the first ever sports officer to oversee a losing Varsity series?
I think when you look at the stats, over the last 6 years, we come on average 40 positions above Coventry. So statistically, we should not be losing. I have no doubt that I will be a little bit nervous at some point in the 2 weeks, probably when I'm on the pitch playing. Yeah, so but I am very confident in our teams.
As I'm sure we all are. Hopefully we don't need to worry about Coventry winning, but there's always the outside chance. Fair enough. Now, talking about confidence, what sports should we be most confident that Warwick, you know, will get some big points in this year?
I think with hockey winning last year, all four of their matches and achieving the largest amount of points, I'm very confident that they will do the same this year. We've also recently, well, yesterday, beaten Coventry's basketball team 81-73. So hopefully that should go swimmingly too. And I'm very confident that Rugby Union will smash it in the Butts Arena in front of our Team Warwick crowd.
Well, that's it. Rugby Union will be the closing event. So hopefully by then, Warwick will have already sealed the deal. But if that's the final event, then that should be a very interesting finish to the tournament. Now, what do you think Varsity represents to students maybe who aren't directly involved, students who don't play sport? You know, do you still think it's a big part of the university calendar for them?
Well, this year we're really trying to promote the whole event to people who are not directly participating in Varsity. We've got a lot of competitions which target societies as well as just general individuals who maybe just want to get involved in kind of the biggest sporting event on campus of the year. So basically having the backing from students who aren't in clubs would be the icing on the cake after we win, of course.
Fantastic, of course, we are going to win. Now, final question, going to ask you to stick your neck on the line a little bit here and suggest that if Warwick were to lose, touch wood they won't, but if they do, would you be willing to partake in a forfeit of your own choosing?
For whatever reason, and if 50% of our squads break legs, backs and arms and no one's there to substitute them and we consequently lose, I will then and only then put myself forward for a forfeit. It's not happening.
Well, let's hope. I'm sure it won't happen. Bam, thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll see you around a lot during Varsity.
Wishing all my clubs the very best of luck. We will smash it.
From the heart of campus.
This is your Raw.
Rick, Bam definitely sounds excited. Are you excited, and which sports are you most excited about? Or?
Oh, absolutely, Josh. It's something that when you first come at the start of the year, you look out, you think, when's Varsity, when are you going to be? When is our next opportunity to beat Coventry to the ground again? And it's now. It's on us. Yeah, I'm really excited for, I think, more of the kind of niche sports, especially something like snow that I think they took part in Varsity last year, but it didn't count. This year's the first year where it actually counts, and by all accounts, it's a fantastic day. It's a great social atmosphere. People go down, have a few drinks. The atmosphere really gets going. And it's stuff like that, because it gives people who, even people who don't necessarily like mainstream sport, an opportunity to experience Varsity, to discover what it's all about, to get behind Warwick Uni in a kind of a good joint cause, and yeah, really kind of get behind the team.
That's an interesting aspect, guys, and obviously this is a hugely important time of year for the sports teams and for people like us who are covering it, but for students maybe who aren't interested in sport and don't see themselves as very sporty, varsity is still a great opportunity as a Warwick student to get yourself involved and feel part of the camaraderie that is Warwick Uni in the next 2 weeks, and more importantly, take the mick out of Coventry as much as possible.
Absolutely, and I know that the banter, if we can use that word, I know
it's
overused these days, I think, but the banter has been flying back and forth. And it's strange how, you know, normally I don't get particularly passionate about horse riding or go-karting or whatever it is, but if it's Warwick versus Coventry, you know, I'd get up in arms about, I don't know, thumb wrestling or something like that. If that was
unfortunately has been
sport.
Dropped from this year's varsity schedule, thumb wrestling has, but we hope to see it back in 2014.
But no, it's a fantastic opportunity to kind of unite the university and to get people interested in sports that otherwise they might not be interested in. It's kind of like our Olympics, isn't it? And hopefully we'll get a boom of people taking up equestrianism or ultimate frisbee or lacrosse or whatever it is, whichever sport that they've seen in varsity and they've liked the look of.
And Isaac, there are some niche sports, so to speak, and a sport that maybe some people aren't that interested in or don't know that well is the ice hockey, which kicks it all off tomorrow night from Planet Ice in Coventry. That is an exciting prospect. I mean, we maybe in here don't know as much about ice hockey as some of the passionate fans do, but it's a very exciting prospect, isn't it? And what a way to open the tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good, particularly as, you know, the Warwick and Coventry players, they mix throughout the year, so they'll effectively be playing against each other as teammates. That'll add an extra spice to it. You know, you always want to, you know, beat players you play in with week in, week out. That'll affect the camaraderie for the rest of the season. And as you say, we've been learning a lot about the ice hockey as well. You know, it's something that we don't cover a lot on our normal Raw sports shows, and you know, to go along to that and to learn about the different terms and the speed of the action, it's gonna be a learning curve for everybody. And you know, just to get it underway in the Planet Ice Arena. The atmosphere is always absolutely amazing down there. There's some real talent on show. You know, I know the standard is going to be very, very high. So in terms of kicking off the Varsity Series, I don't think you can get anything much better than ice hockey.
Interestingly, in previous years, alumni have been allowed to play, and they still are, but alumni who are semi-professional or professional. Now, this year, there's been a rule change, which means that semi-professional or professional alumni are banned. And Coventry have got a lot more semi-professional or professional alumni than Warwick have. So it's certainly going to be a lot more of a level playing field this year. So for the first time in a long time, we could see Warwick kick off the Varsity Series with an ice hockey win.
Well, let's hope we can kick off with a win, because momentum is such an important thing over the next fortnight. And the fortnight will end on Saturday the 9th of March at the Butts Arena, where we'll see a rugby doubleheader with the men's first in Rugby League and then Rugby Union closing it. We've already talked about whether we think that will be the event which wins it for Warwick, or whether we'll already have our hands on the trophy by then. But Rick, that's going to be our final event to cover in the fortnight, and as excited as we are for the ice hockey, the rugby's going to be equally as exciting, and what a prospect that will be to close the games.
Yeah, I mean, last year we finished with football. I think rugby's kind of maybe a little bit less popular, but more of a traditional closer, I think, to varsity. It's something that a lot of people will be able to get behind. Obviously, the rugby club have a huge kind of following. There'll be a lot of friends going down, a lot of general kind of sports fans going down to watch it. Should be a fantastic atmosphere. I'm really excited to cover it. I'm really excited to be able to watch it generally. And it should be a fantastic day, and hopefully a fantastic end to a really successful Varsity Series.
Well, that will be the end of the Varsity Series, but we have already had a varsity match so far this year. That was the American football, which happened a couple of weeks ago. Rick Brown went to the match, and here is what he saw.
Raw 12:51 a.m.
Warwick's 2013 varsity campaign got off to the perfect start today in the annual American football grudge match, as the Warwick Wolves ran out 26-22 winners over the CU Jets. After a slow start with only one score in the first half, the Wolves stormed into a stunning 26-0 lead, with second year in Team Great Britain quarterback Joe Watt starring with four touchdown passes, including one to best friend, housemate and wide receiver Ian Sheldrake. Three late touchdowns for Cov set up a tense finale, but the Wolves held on to avenge last year's devastating defeat and get Warwick's first varsity point of the year. Final score from a freezing Westwood Sports pitches, Warwick Wolves 26, Coventry Uni Jets 22.
So a great start there for Warwick, 2-0 up in the Varsity Series, and as we said, momentum's so important, so we'll be hoping that they can back that up tomorrow night from Planet Ice when Warwick play Coventry in the ice hockey. That's about all we have time for here tonight in the very first Varsity Daily Show, but there'll be one of these going out every single day here on Raw 12:51 AM, so keep tuned in. Tomorrow's show will be a look ahead to the ice hockey, which will be broadcast live on Raw and WTV from 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Thanks to the guys who joined me today. Listen out, as I've said, for more podcasts in the coming days. But we're going to leave you with a bit of a montage from last year's Varsity when we covered it, when Varsity was once again won for the 22nd time by Warwick. Let's hope we can make it 23 out of 23 when it all comes down to this.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ricoh Arena, where celebrations are already underway as Warwick have won Varsity for the 22nd year in a row.
Through ball for Coventry, and it's the goalkeeper's lost it, and it's hit the crossbar, off the crossbar by Tom Assels. Matthew Jackie through in on goal, but it's blocked. Fantastic defending by Gareth Roberts to get back.
Yes, it was an interesting one, James, I have to say. I am surprised the referee didn't get his tackle out. His card out for that one. That was that's a Freudian slip.
Tom Murray hits it, it's in! Warwick have taken the lead in the men's Varsity 2012, and it's the right winger Tom Murray with an absolutely superb goal. He jinked past two defenders from the Ricoh Arena. It's Warwick 1, Coventry 0.
The scoreline suggests a tight game, Isaac Lee. Is there much between the two sides at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. Coventry have given
number a really... 4 on the Coventry team has got a bit of an issue, unfortunately. Lack of sports bra, but apart from that, the distractions aside, hopefully it's going to be a really good game.
I mean, of course, the big news is the win for Warwick earlier today. Just clinched just before we went on air, 36-30. So, I mean, speaking for the cheerleading squad, the 22nd year in a row, you're pleased about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'd be pretty embarrassed if we'd lost to Coventry, to be honest. Overall, hasn't happened so far. It would be a bit gutting if it happened this year.
Isaac, are you excited for today?
Absolutely. The occasion's going to be absolutely fantastic. You can feel the atmosphere building. Everyone's excited. The players are excited. The supporters are excited. It's going to be a brilliant occasion.
The women's first today, Richard. They're going to have a tough ask on a big pitch here against a very good Coventry side.
Yeah, they are. The Coventry girls have got a really good record this season, and it's always difficult playing on a professional-sized pitch, but all we can really ask is that they give it their best and see how the game goes. You never know, there's always a chance for an upset.
You know a lot about the women's team. Who are the players to look out for?
Justine Buckmeyer in centre midfield. She's a fantastic player, really versatile, really good on the ball. She's a really excellent player, and then on the wing as well, Jenny Clark, fantastic, lots of pace, really good goal threat, always a danger going forward, and she could cause the Coventry defence some problems today.
Absolutely. Well, the women's first are walking out of the tunnel right now. We can see them there lining up on the pitch facing their supporters who are starting to gather on the far side of the stadium. So let's join our commentary team of Rob Dumont and first Gianluca Freschi.
It's a match that Coventry will certainly go into its favourites, but will the pressure of the Ricoh get to them? Welcome to Raw Talk.
Fantastic stuff from Warwick there. We've had a message in to here. Of course, you can hashtag us at Warwick Varsity. Got a message in from France. It says, hi, myself and my friend Ali Campbell enjoying listening to the show in Grenoble, France. We're on Erasmus. We loved your ref is getting his tackle out blooper. You've made our night. Vive la France. Which credit goes to Joe Shannon there for that blooper. Second half,
I'm here with Tom Murray, Warwick's first team striker. Tom, as a first year, you must be delighted as to how well you've done this year.
Well, when I first came to Warwick, I really was just hoping to get into the football team. It was all I really came here for, and to be playing for the ones is an absolute delight. I can't even state how lucky I feel and privileged that the guys in the club are so nice as well.
And that's the full-time whistle. Warwick victors again in the men's Varsity Football 2012. The 2 years of famine for Coventry go on. They've lost again. Warwick have won Varsity 2012 and have capped it off with a victory in the men's football here at the Ricoh Arena, live on Raw 12:51 AM. It is finished. Warwick 1, Coventry 0.